Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa lawmakers are back in Des Moines today for the first day of the 2025 legislative session. Iowa Public Radio's Katarina Sostarek reports.
This is the ninth year in a row with full Republican control of the Iowa legislature, and now both the House and Senate have GOP supermajorities. Republican leaders say they'll prioritize property tax relief this year. House Republicans are also looking at changes to higher education, while Senate Republicans want to try again to enact work requirements for some Iowans who get health coverage through Medicaid. Senate President Amy Sinclair says she's looking forward to getting back to work on behalf of Iowans.
I know that there will be individual priorities of members of my caucus and members of the House Republican caucus, and we'll work with the governor's office to make Iowa the best place to live and work and raise your family.
Governor Kim Reynolds says she'll propose restricting cell phones in classrooms, and Democratic leaders say they'll look for where they can work with the majority party and also try to hold GOP lawmakers accountable. I'm Katarina Sostarek, IPR News.
Meanwhile, Iowa State Representative Ken Croken of Davenport's 97th District says one of his priorities in the new session is to raise the minimum wage. The Democrat says he plans to reintroduce legislation raising the baseline pay from $7.25 to $15 by 2027.
It would lift the number of families, Iowa families, out of poverty, reduce the need for government assistance. It would also help infuse more spending into the economy. Currently, we are a no-growth state economically.
If approved, Iowa's minimum wage would increase incrementally over the next 3 years. Two new studies reveal a proposed casino in Cedar Rapids could grow Iowa's gambling industry overall. But Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports it could also be hard on competitors.
The two studies show a new Cedar Rapids casino would help grow Iowa's gambling revenue by over $60 million. At the same time, the proposed casino is expected to take roughly $68 million from its competitors, namely the casinos in Riverside, Waterloo, and the Meskwaki Nation. Cedar Rapids Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell says a new casino would help the market as a whole by introducing competition.
I think competition will help those existing entities be better. And that's what I see in those numbers, because the numbers I see is the market's ready. The market's ready here for a casino in the state's second largest city.
The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission paid for the studies. The commission will vote on whether to approve the county's license to build the casino in early February. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Tapestry Farms is receiving $300,000 over the next 3 years from the Quad Cities Community Foundation Impact Fund. The nonprofit serves refugees, connecting them with nutritious and culturally appropriate food, as well as employment opportunities. Founder and executive director Ann McGlynn says the transformative grant will allow retaining full-time staff, new resources for refugees like legal services, and triple the amount of food that's grown.
We're going to be working to encourage individuals to grow food in their own backyards for their local pantries and help them make those connections to their local pantry.
She says the funding will also expand their Davenport office pantry services. Since 2017, the organization has served over 500 families and last year grew 11,000 pounds of food. People in Illinois with certain reproductive health conditions can now ask for treatment with medical marijuana. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has details.
The Illinois Department of Public Health has approved using medical cannabis to treat uterine fibroids, endometriosis, ovarian cysts, and female orgasmic disorder. Non-cancerous conditions that affect the reproductive system often come with physical pain, which the state agency says can be treated with medicinal weed. In a statement, Director Samir Vora says the agency will work with medical providers to, quote, ensure appropriate access for people with these conditions. This is the first time IDPH updated their list of conditions eligible for medicinal weed treatment since 2019. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
And I'm Joseph Leahy for WVIK News.